Back in January, the big news from the American Astronomical Society meeting was that the universe is turquoise. The thought inspired poetry, and even the claim of a self-styled visionary in a turquoise bodysuit that he had reached that conclusion a decade ago. But the astronomers who made the assertion now say they goofed. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Astronomers at Johns Hopkins University didn't really set out to determine the color of the universe. They were studying 200,000 galaxies to learn about the evolution of the cosmos. But in the course of doing that, they realized they had a golden opportunity to do something cute, to determine the average color of light from all these galaxies. The answer they announced was turquoise, or thereabouts. 2 months later, Ivan Baldry admits they made a mistake, a big one.
Well, color science is more complicated than we originally thought.
They'd arrived at turquoise as a conclusion using a piece of free software they'd downloaded from the web. It turns out they were using that software in the wrong context, and context is everything when it comes to color. After a color expert politely pointed this out to them, they tried their calculation again.
And if you recompute the color using the more standard viewing conditions, then you receive something that's much closer to white.
White with just the faintest tint. Ivan Baldry is even a bit reluctant to put a name on this hue following the turquoise fiasco.
I think it leaves us with probably beige. Sorry to say, but that's probably the best guess at the moment.
Beige, as in the color of things that are designed to look like they don't have any color. Office computers, khaki pants for people who don't want to worry about mismatching clothes, the color of newsprint. Having made such a fuss about turquoise, Baldry and his colleagues knew they had to step up and admit the disappointing truth.
Well, we didn't want to have something that is essentially fun be published incorrectly. For instance, if there was a textbook that was talking about the average color of the universe, we wouldn't want it to be claiming it was turquoise when this is not really how we would perceive it.
In the view of Kenneth Brescher at Boston University, the mistake they went far beyond simply getting the color wrong. Brescher says they misunderstood the essence of color itself.
They seem to have had the view or the misunderstanding, which most people do, that color is a property of an object, but it is not. It's a property of your eye and your brain.
Color is a perception. Consider the moon.
Most people, if you ask them what color is the moon, they would say, well, it's kind of a white or an off-white. But in fact, if you take the average sample of the lunar surface and if you put it in a room with a rather weak light source, a tungsten light, it would look blackish or very, very dark gray.
The color of the moon depends, among other things, on how it's illuminated and what's around it. Likewise, when you look up in the sky at the stars and they look white, that's what color they are. Not turquoise, not even beige, white. In the realm of astronomy, at least, the mistake didn't affect the scientists' conclusions. Ivan Baldry says the color of the universe is simply a footnote in their upcoming research paper on galactic evolution, and that has been corrected. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.